We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis, and we are starting at the bottom of Samach Beis Amud Aleph. We're going to start off with a different version, a whole different version of Tani Rabbi Zakkai. What his brayso was, a whole different thing. And on that, Rabbi Yechanan said, "Puk Tani Lebra," and we'll say why. We'll explain why. He also Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Omar. He said on top of Amud Beis now, "Hochi Tano Kamei." This is what Rav Zakkai said in front of Rabbi Yechanan. This is the brayso. The brayso goes like this. We're not going to understand the brayso until we see the Gemara. But the Gemara says like the Brayso is like this: Chaymer b'Shabbos m'shar mitzvus. Shabbos has a chumra over all the mitzvus, and Chaymer b'shar mitzvus m'shabbos. What are the chumras? Chaymer b'Shabbos shabbos also shtayim behel machod. If you do two melachos with one mistake, chayiv al kolachos v'achos, chayiv in each one. Mashenkim b'shar mitzvus. All the mitzvahs are not like that. And Chaymer b'shar mitzvus. So shar mitzvahs, by other mitzvahs, shogag boy miskaven, if you made a mistake and you weren't miskaven, it's like what we'll call misasek, is chayiv. Masha'inke mishabes, you're not chayiv by misasek. So that's what the Brayso says. We have no idea what it's saying. The Gemara doesn't explain it. And then we'll see why Rav Yechanan said they take this Brayso and put it outside the Beis Medrash. Omama, chayimer b'shabes, shashabes ois hashtayim, if you did two malachos with one helam, with one mistake, then the alach is a chayiv too. Masha'inke, other Averis, in Achayev too. Hechidam. Ilema da avad ketsiro vetchina. Someone cut something and then grinded it on Shabbos. And then someone tell him, oh, it's, you know, I'll do this. Those are one of the last melachos. So we're saying that by Shabbos, Achayev too. And everyone else is going to have one. The kavasei gabi shar mitzvah is to achal chelev adam. If you ate chelev adam, so hochi tarti mechayev, hochi tarti mechayev. If that's the case, both places Achayev too. Even my shar mitzvah chayev too. Also, if you eat dam and chaylev with one helam that you didn't know about either malacha, either iser, you chayev too. Same thing on Shabbos, no difference. What's what we're saying? This is different than this. Elo, gav shar mitzvah saying chayev lachos. What's the case? You ate chaylev and chaylev two zaysim, and it can even be two different days. But you never found out the chaylev is aser. The malacha is only chayev one taka. The gav say gav Shabbos tova katsiro ve katsiro. You also only chayv one. Ha'achad v'chayv, ha'achad v'chayv. So what is the difference? Behind the Amalei, that is the reason why Rabbi Yechanan said, "Puk Tani Lebra." Take the brisa and say it outside. Put it outside. Add it to Beis Medrash because it makes no sense. So that's the brisa of Rabbi Yechanan's reason why Puk Tani Lebra. So Mordechai now tries to analyze it. Maybe we can fix up this brisa. Mordechai says, "My kusha, what shver? I have an eitzah for this brisa." Really, you did ketir v'tchina. Well, you chayev too on Shabbos. What does it mean, Masha'ikim v'shar mitzvahs? Masha'ikim v'shar mitzvahs asa'on la'avodas kachavim. It's going by avodah zarah. K'derav Ami. Like Rav Ami. Rav Ami said something like Rav Zakkai had a brisa on Amud Aleph. K'derav Ami. Don't Rav Ami, zivech v'kiter v'nisech behelam echad, ein echayev l'achas. He says, if someone was zivech v'kiter v'nisech behelam echad, you only chayev one. So it comes out that a very good pshat shot in the ratio of the brisa. Shabbos is chayev two, you do ktsira and tchina. Masha'ikim v'shar mitzvahs means avodah zarah. With there, even if you do a bunch of different avodahs, surim, avodah zarah, you only chayev one. You only chayev one. And here we don't have the Rabbi Yechanan arguing this because here this is a whole different version. We don't have a ton of Rabbi Zakkai and Rabbi Yechanan arguing. And therefore we can say, pshat in this brisa is talking about, if the Rabbi Yechanan doesn't like his pshat. What can we say? Pshat is Shabbos and Avodah Zarah, can't you sing it too? Shabbos is chayiv for each malacha, and Avodah Zarah is not. Like Rami says, that zivah v'kitav nisach v'el mechot in echav alachas. So Mara says, I can't zet zayin by Avodah Zarah. Why? Because lo mituk malay by Avodah Zarah. I can't zet zayin the brisa by Avodah Zarah. Why not? Because the sefer makes a problem for us. The Ketani sefer says in the sefer, chayim v'shar mitzvahs, Shavashar mitzvahs shogag b'loy miskaven chayiv. All of the mitzvahs shogag b'loy miskaven, which pashpshat means misasik. That someone is a shogig, and not only a shogig, exactly miskaven do that malacha yechayiv. And on Shabbos you potter. Now by Vedizara, shogag b'loy miskaven is chavim hechidami. What exactly is the case? What do you do that you are completely b'loy miskaven by chavim and that yechayiv? Either Kesava Beisak Knesses, who, if he thinks it's a Beisak Knesses, Veshtach V'loi, and he bowed down to that, Harili B'lishmai, Stakin Ha'aver. El of the Chosen Darto V'sogadle, he saw a statue and he bowed down to it, Ikablo Lehabaloya, if he was Makabalit as Avay Dezara, amazing, he was amazing. V'loi Kablo Laiv, If he was not makabel on it, then lo v'klumu, he didn't do anything wrong. So what exactly is the case of shagol miskav? Ella must be me'ahava or me'yira. Now, if it's me'ahava yira, exactly why is it called shagol miskav? Mr. Rashi says, so ella shagol miskav and me'ahava or me'yira. He made like a double mistake. First of all, he was miskaven, we're saying. He was miskaven for havas ish. And number two, he was shoyge kesova mutlas iskein. And we're calling that misasik. So honich labai, huh? I'm saying, v'hava yira means shogag b'loy miskaven. Because he was shogag, he thought it was mutl to do this. And b'loy miskaven means he wasn't miskaven v'avad izara. So we're saying that, but what? You are potter. Fear by yichayv, actually. So honi chala baya adam achayv. El rava adam potter by yichlemema. So it sounds like it's good fear baya. So what would that mean? That by zara mahava yira is chayv, and by Shabbos is potter. The pella is that by Shabbos you'd be chayv also. If someone does mechal Shabbos mahava yira, he's chayv b'chatas also. Because you're not allowed to be Michal Shabbos Mahava Meira either. So, therefore, Havayir means it doesn't have to be Dafka Sakonos the Fashas. It can mean anything that the guy, because you're doing it because the guy told you to do it. It's scared of him. So, in such a case, Yechai also, what would be Masha Enkin? Toysa the Mesech the Shabbos asks his Kasha. He says, the Gemara could have asked his Kasha on this Pshat. But the Gemara asks anyway, that's only Shtim Zabai, not Fi Rava, your Potter. So, you can't say that's the case. Is Avodah Zorah, that's the case of the Seifa of the Braisa that says that by Shar Malachos Yichayev, Shar Averis Yichayev, Shar Mitzvah Yichayev for Masasik. Shabbos is not. So you want to say Avodah Zorah Yichayev and Shabbos is Potter. It's not possible because even according to Rava, Avodah Zorah is Potter. We spoke at Tosafot Masechta Shabbos also asks that both are really Chayev in such a case. Even for Abai. So either way it's Shver. So my Eklamema, Ela Bo'im Mutter. It must be the case was Oymer Mutter. Now, how is Oymer Mutter fitting the word Shagol Miskav, which really means Misasik? So Rashi says, "The Amar Ina Avodas Kechavim B'Tayra, V'Kivin Loi Huzgaru Loi Ma Oylam Ina Miskavim Karloi." Since he never even knew about it, so that's called Ina Miskavim. It's also called Misasik. I never knew about the Isavay Zaros. That's the case. The safest saying is that Avoid Zaros that you said Mutter is Chayv Achatas. Shabbos not. Afraid the Gemara. Shabbos you also Chayv Oymer Mutter. El Oymer Mutter Mashen Gemar Shabbos the Pot Legamri. Ad kan loy boy mine rob rab nach un helm zev zev rob nach un shail va helm zev zev you had a helm on shabbos and a helm on avodos and malachos or you have one chatas a bunch of chatas but el chayve chada el chayve tart that's a shail one or two potter gam like a man the arm and all the potter so I upon him the more is asking like this that we have the ratio that said there's a chumra shabbos you have two and no chil chatas but shabbos is what we're talking about so he said we're talking about azar but the sefer that says the Kepshut of Shara Sef is that Misasek means I'm doing something, I don't realize what I'm doing, that Shar Mitzvah is a Chayiv and Shabbos is Potter, you can't say that by Avodah Zorah. There's no way to figure out a case where Avodah Zorah will be Chayiv and Shabbos will be Potter. There is no case like that. So what are we talking about here? So tomorrow, no, it's not Shem, my Kusha. Dilma lam oylam emaloch reisha b'Avodah Zorah. Maybe you'll say the reisha is talking about Avodah Zorah. V'seifa b'shar mitzvahs. Well, that's like the ratio of Avodah Zorah, which means Shabbos chayv 2, Avodah Zorah is chayv 1, by chiluk malachas. The seifa is the one shar mitzvahs. Which shar mitzvahs are you chayv by misasek? V'seifa b'shar mitzvahs. Shogab v'miskavim tekesava roiku u'baloi. We're talking about someone had melted chaylev, and it was in his mouth, and he swallowed it. He thought it was spit. And l'maisa, it was chaylev. So that's mamish misasek. He doesn't chap. He's even swallowing chilev. The halacha is yichayev. We'll see why in a second. Roiku b'alei mashenkem b'shabbos the potter. What's the case by Shabbos and misasek? That he went down, bent down to pick up a tallish cucumber, and the scavenger like be as a tallish. He didn't want to cut anything. He wanted to pick something up that's tallish. The chotach as a mechuber, and he landed up cutting a mechuber. In such a case, a potter. So why by chilev yichayev and by Shabbos a potter? So he says that Masasik Bechalovim V'arayis is Chayiv. Why Chayiv? I am Masasik. So Rashi says, Shkei Nena, Hilkachosh of Kavana. What does he mean? What Rashi means is like this, that the certain averus, the issa is for the hana, not for the maisa. The certain averus, the issa is for the maisa, and the certain averus, the issa is for the hana. By chalavim of arayis, the issa is the hana, not the, this is the hana, not the maisa. So therefore, by chalavim, even though I thought I was swallowing spit, once I swallow the chalavim and I have hana from it, that's a chiyuv. My shaken Shabbos, the issa is the maisa, and I don't want to do that, there's no issa. For example, let's say you bite an apple off a tree, which is an issa of kaitzer. So there, it'll still be a misasik if I thought I was biting a tallish apple. I had a no. There, issa of malacha is not a no. The issa of malacha is the maisa. My shaken by chalav marais, the issa is the no. Therefore, that's considered a maisa even by misasik. So misasik by rais is chayev, that's the same as Mishnah saying. Shar mitzvah means chalav marais is chayev al tznena. And by Shabbos, you're potter because the Melechus Machshavah is also a Torah. The problem with the Melechus Machshavah is a Torah is that Rashi brings down that the Gemara Darsh is a Pasuk, Ashachot Ba, Achi Yishchav Melech Azu. So Tosfos asks this Kasha. Look at Tosfos Lahagbiya. The Bayan Tosfos says, Pirush Kodesh Ksiv Ashachot Ba, Kishim Perek Sofa Gochel. Problem is that. Because Lama Lila Shmuel Masasik B'Shabbos, Time in Melechus Machshavah. Why have you said Melechus Machshavah? Which means that's B'Yachosh Melech, Time in Melechus Machshavah. So Tosfos answers, "How come v'shavas potter afa pisha nena meshum alecha shmach shavas?" That he says, even though you're nena, you're still potter alecha shmach shavas, which is a pella l'fita svar we just said. This Tosfos mavuri not svar we just said. We just said that Shabbos nena doesn't change anything. That's why it's a big tumult in the Tosfos. A lot of tyra akapanim ayin chum. Well, it's the local raid bite. But back to our Gemara over here, we have a problem. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Take this." Brisa, throw it out. Why? Because I don't have pshat. I have pshat. I just told you beautiful pshat on the Brisa. The Reish is talking about Avodah Zarah. That there's a chiluk between Shabbos and Avodah Zarah. It's got to be chayev two chatois. And the Sefer is talking about Misasek. And there's a chiluk between Chalovim, Chalev, and Shabbos. What's wrong with the Brisa? So after Gemara, Rabbi Yechon on Tamei, Tloy Mukim Mastita Reish B'chataima, V'Sefer B'chataima. Rabbi Yechon doesn't like Zetzingayin, the Reish by one thing, and say for another thing. It doesn't like that. Someone who explains to me the Mishnah of Chavis in Masechtas Baba Metzia. Like one Tana, Mavelina Mane Basrael Bamazusa. I'll carry his clothing to the bathhouse. And Rashi goes into Arichas of explaining what the Shiloh was. There was, it was someone who gave a Chavis to his friend and he didn't tell him which place to keep it in. And the guy was metatlet, he moved out of its place. And the Shiloh is, if you put it back in its place, do you need das bailam or not? And there's a machlokes, if you need das bailam, machlokes from Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, if you need das bailam or not. And he's there the Shiloh was, because that's in the Brisa, all like one man diyama or not. And Rabbi Yechon said, whoever could do it, if you want one diyama, I'll bring his clothing to the Beis Masusa. Rabbi Yechon holds, you have to have it all the same thing. And therefore, it doesn't make him happy to say that the Reisha is a Avodah Zarah, and the Sefer is talking about Chalev, and therefore, Rabbi Yechon said, on this Brisa, Puk Tondi Lebra. And Amiyat Hashem will continue next year from the bottom of the line.